In Jesus' name, thank you for so freely giving us your beloved only begotten Son. Lord, thank you again for such a Savior. Oh, we glory in him. We praise him. We give him all thankfulness. Oh, God, our praise upon our lips today is your Son. Thanking him for the blood that he shed for us. Thanking him, oh, how lowly he became for us. Enduring the cross, the shame, oh God, becoming sin, made sin for us. Oh Jesus, thank you. Lord, we praise you for such salvation. Oh, we glory in the plan of God. Oh, we thank you, Lord, that you showed us that it was the joy that was set before you that you endured the cross. Oh, the love that will not let us go. And God, let that love transform us, that we would take up our cross. That, Lord, we would glory in our infirmities. Lord, that we would be thankful, Lord, when you send that buffeting in our lives, God. That we would grow up and not be puffed up. That, Lord, we would grow up by becoming lowly. Thank you, Jesus, that you must increase and I must decrease. Thank you, beloved Lord. May we honor you and magnify you this morning. Thank you for all the hearts that are here. Anoint your word, anoint your vessels, and let us receive. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Praise God. Psalm 95. I'll tell you, sweet David had a lot of stuff to say. Because he knew the mercy and the grace of our Lord. Praise his name. Oh, come. Let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord, our Maker. Let's worship, bow down, and let us kneel before the Lord, our Maker. Praise God, the bended knee. Amen? Yeah. Praise God, the bended knee. And how the Lord has caused, oh, my heart to rejoice, and I'm thankful for the years. But I'm thankful for yesterday, and I'm thankful for today, this morning. I can't tell you how thankful I am that the grace of God alone has brought a joy unspeakable and full of glory in my life. Because he's caused me to bend the knee to him. I thank God for his patience. I thank God for his long suffering. Because as the word of the Lord tells us, there will come a day that every knee shall bow and every tongue will confess that he is Lord. And oh, what a day that'll be. But see, if that's the first time that a life will do that, that will be a moment that will be too late. If it's the first time that that life will do that, it will be the moment for that life before that life is cast into the eternal lake of fire forever. The bended knee. And brothers and sisters, I believe we can all say the bended knee truly is our everything. It's everything. The beauty that grace hits you to submit and surrender. I know we're ridiculed for that in this day. I saw that there was a person of note, a leader that once came in to pray for him and laid their hands upon him. And there were ones that reported on that and said, what are they doing? How strange is that? Isn't that weird? That's how far apart that we have gotten from God and his word. I'm so thankful. I rejoice and I give thanks for prayer. And oh, how I thank God when I have somebody that believes the Lord to lay a hand on me. And say, brother, I'm praying for you. God's moved me. There's something going on. But God's got it. God's on the throne, brother. He's still on the throne. And he's on the throne for you. Oh, praise his name. But to submit to that and surrender and the joy, the honor, the worship that comes into my heart to know that it's such a beautiful thing to bend my knee to my Lord. The thankfulness that comes out of my life. The brokenness. Right now, brothers and sisters, the thankfulness. I might be standing before you, but I'm kneeling before Him. The humility. But it's humility that doesn't go into despair. It's humility that doesn't drift off into just complete guilt. But humility, praise God, under His mercy and His grace, that all-powerful blood of the love of Jesus, oh, that restores my soul. Oh, drink of my blood, son. Hallelujah. Eat of my body. Hallelujah. Oh, I'm so thankful I've tasted of this well that'll never run dry. And I'll tell you what, it's at bedtime. It's in the morning. Oh, the reverence to my God. I found such peace on my knees at noon throughout the day. How on a bended knee, you ever want to find strength? Get down. Really? You want to find courage? Get down. Oh, every fiber of my life, the activities that are going on, He just sets it right. There might have been something that had been bugging me in the night. Oh, but joy comes in the morning. And I thank the Lord. I've laid on my pillow many a time. Oh, Lord, I would love these things to be off of me. But I know this is an appointment. This is a season. God, this is a time that You have me right here. And on my knees, how He's just set it right. He's made my feet straight, all on a bended knee. I know there's somebody in here today that's looking for strength, needing hope, purpose. And I'm talking about someone that even knows the Word of God, but yet somehow, some way, that power is not truly maybe taking over in your life. I can tell you right now, get on a bended knee. Ask, ye shall receive. Ask anything in my name, and I will do it. There's something about being poured out for Him too. Oh, Jesus, how this is so beautiful to my life. Brothers and sisters, don't let it be that you're one that marvels at others and watches others from afar off on their bended knee. By the grace of God, we need to get in today and to be on that bended knee. I've been there. I know this. I'm confident every life here today wanted in some way, shape, or form to come to church to hear the Word of God. Amen? But somehow it just is like every Sunday I get encouraged, but I only go so far. There's more brokenness that needs to come. There's more surrender. No one's judging you. No one's sitting there and saying you have to do anything. But oh, to make the move to God. I've never been sorry. Getting up off the pew. Seated wherever I've been in this place. And it doesn't matter if I'm on the back pew or on the front. To be broken at that moment. That God divinely had come in and spoken to my heart. Son, I want to make a move on you today. Are you willing? Come, I'm drawing you today. But how many times that I stopped it in that moment that He was speaking to me, something else came into my mind, and that moment was gone. Don't let those moments pass. Don't let them pass at church. Don't let them pass in your home. You're driving your car, pull over. Brothers and sisters, our life is but a vapor. We're like grass that grows in the morning, mowed down in the evening. When God is moving on you, when He is coming into your heart in that immensity of the Holy Ghost witnessing to you, stop. Stop. Tell people, I've got to go. I've spoken to pretty much every life in here almost on the phone. And there'll come a time, not because I just want to get off with you, but I got to get on with Him. Polly will tell you there'll be times, and I thank the Lord, It's him. It's not me. It's him. She'll even say, how do you do that? I said, well, honey, it's him. But there comes a time it's got to shut down. And I'm telling for every one of us that do so much. And I thank God, especially for ones that are encouraged, that said, you know what? I'll take up the line. I'll get out there. It's okay. I believe I'm the one that's always doing the work. But don't be the martyr. Be thankful to God that you got a heart that wants to go on. Don't get tired. He didn't get weary going to that cross. Fight on. We got to quit murmuring and quit being children that complain and go on. And understand what our Lord did. Hallelujah. And enabled for us to go on. But what he wants from us is to stop. And to seek the better part. And to worship him. And to quit being caught up all the time in doing and doing. This world will get you so busy and entertained. It will numb you from the things of God. That's why I so thank the Lord for this camp. I thank God for these moments that the Lord has us to just stop. And to understand that it's time to just go on in. To be at his feet. You know what? I'm going to trust him for the oil in the cupboard. I'm going to trust him for the meal that I'll have. I'm going to believe God that I don't have to manipulate and maneuver my life. To be in a certain place in a certain time for my life to exist. I'm going to believe that it's all going to come from the hand of God. I'm so thankful I've trusted God in my life. There were so many times I could witness to you. I didn't know what was going to happen. I didn't know what I was going to do. As a teenager, as a young man, as a young married man, as a young daddy. The businesses, the different opportunities that came my way. I thought God had opened this door, but you know what? He divinely shut it. He said, honey, we're not going to go that way. Oh, that bended knee that brought the word of the Lord that I could hear his voice. And he said, don't fear. He said, walk on. As for me and my house, we're going to follow God. We're going to serve the Lord. And we walked with God. And oh, the prophet it's brought. The times that the enemy came in and said, oh, let's compromise. The world is different now, son. There's a different way to raise children. Yeah, there is. And this is what this world has today. You see them on TV. You see them on these campuses. It's because they don't have the word of God. And these young people know it. My heart goes out to them. But stand in the things of God. Don't be ashamed of the gospel of Christ. Oh, it's so wonderful to know that I am a son of God. And it's awesome. It's loving. And this is what you need too. You need that fullness in your life. And on that bended knee, he speaks to you. And you speak back to him, it's well. It's well. I know you got me. Hallelujah. We got this, Lord. And I can walk on. Now, this is wonderful stuff. I'm telling you, that bended knee should be your first impulse and not your last. I thank God for ones like Abraham. Do you know everywhere he went, he built an altar. It was time to get on his knee. Everywhere he went. That's why you think, wow, I wish I had success like that guy. Pray. Pray. It doesn't mean that all things are going to be cherry. Let me tell you something. When the king has an eye on your wife, you got problems. You do. King likes my wife. Hi, sister. Go off. See, God's not going to have that. He's still faithful to him. Amen. Abram was a fearful man. He feared. But God. Because there was a bended knee. And I'm sure when Abraham made mistakes, just like this man that makes mistakes every single day. I think somehow, some way God gets into my heart and he causes his heart to bend immediately. To say, oh, I'm so sorry, Lord. Oh, the good that I would, I do not. And the evil that I would not, that I do. But God. But God, and he comes in. I love him. So there was Abraham. He prayed and everywhere he went, God was with him. There was sweet Jonah. Can you imagine in the belly of a fish, he bent that knee. Save me. And he did. What about Hannah's precious bended knee? The praises of God. Oh, and what came out of her life? The fruit? A Samuel. And then a David. He got on that bended knee and he said, oh, deliver me, oh my God. A man after God's own heart. And on and on and on and on. See, the hope, the power, the inspiration. That's what happens on that bended knee, that he who loves me, he will do what he has promised. There's an intimacy on the bended knee life. There's a hearing, not just, again, not I should even say a listening to it. It causes this life to will and to do of his good pleasure. And you know what that is? Believe me. I didn't just hear it. It worked in my life. Praise God, and I hear him speak to me. They're not just words on a page. They're not just words on a study book. They're the words from his heart and his lips. And I hear him on my knees. On my knees is often where I receive faith. On my knees is where I hear his word. On my knees, praise God, all the things that I wish were different, all the things that might be in chaos, I see those things as though they were. Amen. Oh, the patience that God has delivered to me on my knees, because it's changed my heart. His word never changes. It's always the same. You come in here on Wednesday nights, we've been reading about that river, that crystal river that's flowing. It's the same crystal river that was flowing, praise God, that they spoke about in the Garden of Eden. Ezekiel saw the same one. They saw it in the millennium, and it's on into the eternal ages. That river keeps a-flowing. He never changes. It never changes. But praise be to God, on a bended knee, it changed my heart to see that he never changes. And then praise the Lord, not only believing happens on a bended knee, repentance comes on a bended knee. Oh, yes. Hallelujah. Only there have I found myself often broken enough to repent, and how he has restored me every single time on my bended knee. Amen. And I'm not just talking about restoration like people would say, oh, it's okay. I'm talking about where he brings in oil. And I mean, he's pouring it all over the place. See, we're talking about exceeding abundantly above all I ask or think. I went in there for this much. He came in there with this much. It's so awesome. Oh, my goodness. I get on that restoring knee, praise the Lord, and he tells me this. He doesn't just tell me it's okay, honey. He tells me, now let's go. Press on. For the mark, for the prize, for the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. It's not, well, we got to get ramped up for this. He said, let's go. Come on, this is yours, honey. Let's go. We're in love. Remember? I haven't moved. Praise God. I am the restorer of your soul. Hallelujah. That faith. It's like he literally knights me like a king would anoint his finest warrior. I love that on that bended knee. That scepter comes forth. The anointing comes forth. That oil's poured all over my head. And he makes me a valiant soldier. Not just one that gets up and says, oh, I'm sorry. I'm talking valiant. I'm ready. Praise God. Why not take it now? Oh, it's just going to take time for me to come out of it. Why? Why do I want to get drama? My life ain't drama. My life's real. I'm in a real fight, not in drama fight. It's time to really fight. Praise God. I'm empowered by the Holy Ghost. And I'm telling you, this is strength to lift you from shame and guilt and even use it for your good. Oh, I love to testify of that. How it burns the self-righteous. I mean, it burns them. Makes them so mad. Heaping coals on their head. Meant it for evil, God meant it for my good. Oh, yeah. He had to get me in a place to listen. He had to get me in a place that I'd only see his grace. Honey, this is a mercy journey. You ain't going to go any further without seeing my mercy. So I got some appointments. Huh? I got some appointments for you. Oh, you know, everybody thinks, oh, these before ordained good works that we should walk therein. Oh, that means I'm just fighting and strengthened and I'm all powerful and I'm just conquering every foe. No, you get whooped up. You do. You get hurt, kicked. You get down. Oh, I don't want to go no longer. He knows those times. He saw. He knows you. And he knew exactly what you needed. He knew exactly the moment that, okay, all right, go ahead, Satan. Oh, yes. You know, he did that to Paul. He allowed that enemy to come in there to buffet him. And oh, Paul came in there, didn't he? He said, oh, Lord, take this from my life. Lord, take this from my life. Lord, take this from my life. But the Lord said, oh, Paul, if I took this from your life, you would be exalted and not me. That man you're glorying in, that man that you saw, that man in that third heaven that you glory in, that man that you hope to be, it's only going to be by my grace and mercy, Paul. You're going to have to really get this, son. It's going to be all on me. You're going to come out of this wilderness, you're going to come leaning on me. There ain't going to be one fiber of you. That's why she's like him. That's why those four living ones that are in the midst of the throne that represent the bride of Christ, they're like him. Every way, shape, and form, they're like him. Full of mercy and grace. Oh, thank you, Lord. Now, one thing that's so apparent as of late, the vital need to bend our knee even to our brethren. And I'm speaking of submitting and honoring one another as unto the Lord. The beauty of honoring the family of God. I love you. I love you. And I know you love me. Praise God. What a glorious family we have. Don't we cherish one another? Amen. There's my sis in the natural, but oh, my sis spiritually. I know what God's doing in your life, honey. I do. Same thing as mine. Win. Oh, hallelujah. In the midst of the throne, Stephen. Hallelujah. Nothing else. There's no other calling. We're kings. We're born kings, not servants. You're a son. Throw down that palm. Take up the crown. Amen? Come on. Oh, well, I've got to do this for God. No, you don't have anything to do for God except to thank him, praise him, glory in his marvelous grace. I'm a child of the King. Do you get that? It's my palace. God's home is my home. This is my dad's home. What's mine is yours, honey, a double portion to him. Oh, I went from a sister to a spouse. Read the word of God. She'd be jumping up on these pews today. Oh, it's so wonderful. Hallelujah, Jesus. Now, brothers and sisters, it is a beautiful family. The word of God says to owe no man anything but love. Isn't that wonderful? I'm glad I owe you love, and I do. Because of the love of God in me. That's it. Love of God in you. We love Christ in one another. Amen? And one of the greatest debts that we could ever repay one another truly is I'm sorry. And I mean this, brothers and sisters. Oh, God help us. To say that I was wrong when we have wronged a brother, to go to him bowing in heart and telling him I am sorry. There's a bended knee there, brothers and sisters. How owing an apology to somebody, if it's withheld, it can be the bitterness of your lifetime. I know you don't think so. You think that you can just palm that thing off. No, that bitterness remains. And I will tell you something. It will be so rooted and entrenched, it could defeat you. It can defeat you from bridal glory with Christ. I often wonder in many different things with the Word of God. And I don't know, but I think about Barnabas. Was there still a root of bitterness that Paul never spoke of him at the end? He wasn't one that came to see him. I don't know if that was certain or not, but I know the Lord has spoken it to my heart. Brothers and sisters, I want that faith completely authored and finished in my life. And if there be any root of bitterness in me, God help. Let's get rid of it. Hallelujah. I'll tell you what, and then it's the same of a gratitude in heart. Never let a thank you go by. You know who is a real thankful guy? David. He really was. He was so thankful, he never forgot to tell those mighty men about a cold cup of water that was brought to me. Isn't that something? For a minute there he did, but they wanted just to bring him that cold cup of water. You like this water, brother? I'm going to bring that to you. Instead of telling him, forget it. No, you don't need to do that. And I've been guilty of that. How about just saying thank you? You know, there have been a lot of people in your life that love you. Don't forget it. Don't forget it. That's what happens. Amen? I tell you, there are some things to remember. The glory of God in your life. The mercy of the Lord in your life. People that loved you and gave things to you of God. Amen? Hey, we're but men. Women, we're going to make mistakes. We're flesh. And that's what's so sad. And I thank God for every teacher of the Word of God I ever had in my life. Some of them have. It's been sad and disappointing and a lot of different things. But I'll tell you one thing. There's still a reward to what this old dirty rat received. Amen? Amen. Praise God. I think we're getting somewhere today. Hallelujah. Now to close this up, and it's always the best for last. And I'm talking about the best bended knee of all, and that was for us, our precious Jesus. You think how he bended that knee, the lowly of the lowly he became. Gladly. As they beat him with that cross, could you imagine him being beaten so bad, he broke down on that way to Golgotha. That hill where they put that cross up and crucified him. That he bent down because his body couldn't go on. And he bent down and was separated completely from the Father. Bent down so much that he entered hell for you. And yet, honey, you know he's so beautiful. He's bent down today for me. And I hear him say it every day. Will you marry me? Will you marry me? Will you go? My heart is so full for you. What I have in store for us. As lowly as I could ever go to bend down for him, he's always beneath me. He is. When I'm on my face in such despair, he's always beneath me. My face can be on the ground, but I'm always seeing his eyes because he's always beneath me. And he is the lover of my soul. Hallelujah. The passion of his heart, the glory of his grace. All I can hear him say to me constantly is, honey, you're my beloved, and my desire is toward you. My head could be bowed in shame and different things, and yet he's down here just like this as my head's bowed, picking it right back up, looking into my eyes and said, oh, you are my beloved and my desire. Can you see him smile at you when he says that to you? Oh, this last week has been tough. Oh, there have been temptations. There have been lots of stuff, and I've been so low. But he's been down there going like this. Hallelujah. You're my beloved, and my desire is toward you. You're going to be still. You're going to be still. And to see Him and to hear Him. I'll tell you what. It's time to make a breakthrough. It's time to make a breakthrough. It's time to come on down on a bended knee. Come on. Young people especially, old people especially, counselors, campers, we don't have a lot of time. Come on down on bended knee. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.